Hello and welcome. As always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. I'm Sean, noob of all trades. In this series, I'm reading Dragons of Deceit, the latest Dragonlance novel by Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman. In this episode, we are up to Chapter 19 and Chapter 20. I said that I was going to release two chapters today and two chapters on Thursday to get done with book two by the end of this week, and I am right on schedule. Admittedly, a snow day helped a little bit today, but that's okay. I will get chapter 21 and chapter 22 done by Thursday without issue, and then on Thursday I will tell you what my schedule is for next week once I look forward and see how long the chapters are. Chapter 19. After making the deal, Wolfstone takes Destina back to her temporary place of residence in the mountain. He then meets with Jajendar to tell her that he intends to find the Grey Gem. He asks her to use what influence she has as a cleric to try to get Rorks to reclaim the gem when found. They then discuss their feelings about Destina, both mostly positive. Jajendar says that she likes her in spite of the fact that she might be insane, and the possibility of her adventure being A, sane, or B, even being possible. Wolfstone assures her that Destina is not insane for thinking anything about the time travel device, because he has heard stories about that time traveling device. He then leaves to meet with Destina again. She shows him a bag of coins. He assures her that the Thiwar will accept the payment. They discuss specifics of the trip. He requires no payment from her himself. And then they set off to find the Grey Gem. Against her hopes, they have to ride the cages down. Cages hooked to chains that go up and down to take them up into the life tree, which is where they are, and down into some of the other parts of the kingdom down below near the sea. And she is afraid of the cages because of how flimsy they seem. But he assures her that they'll be fine. And he also keeps her mind off of her fear of the cages by giving her a history lesson on the Dark Dwarf clans. As these conversations tend to go, he corrects several biases that she read in her research and during her conversations while she was visiting in the mountain. When they arrive at the dock system, she admits as much to him. Even so, he feels the need to completely dress her down on the topic. Perhaps he fears her saying or doing something dumb to offend their hosts. She promises to let him lead and do all of the talking. Once at the lake, they take a ferry to Thibarden. He drops the name that the guards recognize, and they let them pass. While traveling to the temple to find the Grey Gem, a dwarf attempts to mug them, but is warded off by magic on Wolfstone's sack, where he hid the coins. He also tells Destina that Slasher, the dwarf that he name-dropped, is one of the leaders of the clan. Lastly, he offers a chance to turn back and avoid danger and perhaps death. She declines. Chapter 20. They continue on their way. She asks more about Slasher. He explains the name and some other things about the dwarf. When they make it to the altar where the Grey Gem is supposed to be, they find the area to be dark. Too dark. They find the Grey Gem missing. Wolfstone again suggests that they can leave. Destina again declines. They've come this far. Why would they leave? Slasher shows up with one of his magic user bodyguards. Wolfstone tells Destina again to let him do the talking and take the lead. Initially, Slasher refuses to sell the Grey Gem. They come to an agreement of 50 steel for the gem. They then set up an exchange that Slasher naturally welches on, takes the gem and the steel, and runs. Destina charges after him and pulls the gem out of his pocket. He stabs her in retaliation. The gem flashes. Wolfstone and Destina find themselves safe from Slasher and his bodyguard. Wolfstone tends to her wounds, gives her a drink, and then breaks the news. While Destina thought that the gem sent away their attackers, instead, it sent them away. Initially, she panics. Then she remembers the ring that her mother gave her. She uses it and discovers a minor curse. When she goes the wrong way, the ring shrinks to the point of cutting her finger. Her mother told her to use the ring whenever she was lost, and whenever she asks the ring for help, if she goes the wrong way, it shrinks on her finger to tell her that she's going the wrong way. And it does so deeply that Wolfstone notices that she's bleeding from a wound. Nevertheless, they use the ring to find their way through the tunnel and to the surface. During the trip, Weiss and Hickman drop huge hints as to where the ring is taking them. Destina, unaware, misses the hints. Wolfstone eventually figures it out. They end up outside the home of Duggan Redhammer. A storm rolls in, basically forcing them to go to the house for shelter. Wolfstone only calls him an old friend, and that he will surely offer them shelter. Now for my reaction. Now this is more like it. Things are moving at a fast and furious pace now. I'm enjoying the story so much more now that I didn't even care that much about the discussions around prejudice and bias. And yes, while I don't mean being thought of as quote-unquote woke, I won't use this as a sounding board for the larger and more real societal ills. Because I don't make it a habit of creating an agenda from something good that has, for reasons unknown to me, been perverted to something negative for monetary reasons and political influence. Okay, so I editorialized a little bit. Now, the reason, other than it's good to face your prejudice and bias, oops, again, I don't care about the side conversations, is that in the context of a moving story, it helps to drive the story forward. Otherwise, you get boring backstory of a character that ultimately was unlikable. And that's where I finally ended up as my main criticism of book one. It added a little to the story that couldn't have been accomplished in a similar fashion as the conversations in chapter 19. My dad died. My cousin's idiot wife convinced him to take my castle and then sell it. Actually, wait a minute on that one. As I wrote that, I came to the conclusion that, if not handled correctly, that might make Destina seem more unlikable instead of sympathetic. Maybe you can make that argument. I'll consider it at least. But the point remains overall. Destina talks about her past. The other character says, oh, how tragic. And Destina fills in the detail. But I've already made that point ad nauseum, so back to my promise to stay positive. We get more exploration of the mountain. Therefore, we get more of my favorite parts of these books and games. I mentioned before that I like exploring in games. I like exploring in books. I like meeting new things, new cities, seeing what they have to offer. And descriptions of places here that let me use my imagination to try to picture the areas. This chapter gives a great description of the ride in the cages, the ferry to Thiwar, and the limited area explored to get to the Grey Gem. As a bonus, we get some minor action, an injury in combat, and a taste, just a taste of the Grey Gem's power. I said last time that writing for the Grey Gem has got to be awesome for Weiss and Hickman, because pretty much anything and everything is on the table as far as happenings go. As another bonus, our characters get a brush with the gods. Chislev answers Destina's prayer to lead them to safety. The gods on Kryn, if I haven't explained before, they act a lot like Greek gods, where they're part of the human race and they come down and they interact with the human race. Not all the time, but when they feel that they're needed or when it seems like they're needed, they come down and they try to help and or hinder, depending on their individual goals. That safety provided by Chislev, as I alluded to in the recap, can't be more obviously not as it seems, quote-unquote. Initially, I was clueless with Destina. As I read through the chapters again to write this recap, some memory triggered in my head. Wait, Duggan Redhammer? I remember that name. Is it? Time to Google. Yep, he is an avatar of Rourke's. Wolfstone was right. The gem wanted to be found. Moreover, Rourke's heard the prayers of the dwarves, and the gem led them right to the god. I can't wait to see what comes next. Wolfstone also mentions that Chislev and Rourke's are friends, so that was probably the reason that Destina was able to find the gem when Ungar was not, because he was not a favorite of Chislev. Two great chapters. Things are moving very quickly. I couldn't be more happy with the book right now. I know I was frustrated with it for a while, but I really enjoy it, and I hope that this continues into the next book, which is coming out in August. Before that, I think I mentioned that I might read Ready Player One, and however long that takes, I might end up reading the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series. I'm not sure how I would do that one. I might have to do that one as a video. But as always, thanks for listening. You can find us, if you haven't already, at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles there. You can get to our YouTube, which I've been doing a video series where I play through a daily RPG calendar. I missed today because the calendar is at school And we had a snow day today, as I mentioned earlier. But I will get back to that tomorrow. And I will release the next episode of this on Thursday and also update you what next week is going to look like. I will talk to you then. Bye, guys.
We are...